This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Nestled outside of Edwardsville is a safe place for horses. The Happy Hooves Equine Rescue is a place for horses who have been abused, neglected, or simply those that need a home due to unforeseen circumstances. At Happy Hooves, these horses live comfortably while they wait for their forever home. I talked with owner and operator Mary Evans about Happy Hooves.
Sure, thanks a lot. Well, we started the rescue in 2011, and it kind of came by accident. A lot of horses were just needing some help, and we agreed to start helping them, and it kind of just snowballed from there.
And whenever people kind of think about rescue horses, I think they usually think about abuse, but there's other ways that a horse might end up here at Happy Hooves. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Well, fortunately or unfortunately, a lot of our horses are relinquished to us. They're relinquished for several reasons, but the main reason we get them is for health reasons. They're unable to care for their own horses. So what we'll end up doing is try to help them find new homes for their horses. These horses haven't been abused or neglected, which is great. They're still really good, and they're ready for another owner. And like we said, we have four in right now that are ready for new owners.
You do have, like you just said, you have some fairly recent ones here. Can you tell us a little bit about those horses?
Oh, my gosh. Well, they're beautiful. They came from Hillsboro, Illinois. And unfortunately, their owner had a quadruple bypass. And so that takes a lot out of you. And so, unfortunately, the horses, they couldn't care for them in the way that they wanted to care for them. These four horses have been in the show ring. They are beautiful. They are all half Arabian. No. I'm sorry. Three of them are half Arabians. One of them is a purebred saddlebred. And they all drive. Three of them are rideable. And one is specifically does a lot of Western pleasure. The other two are more English pleasure, but one is really an awesome driving horse. Two have been shown extensively. The other two have not been shown a lot, but they could go to the show ring. Mm-hmm. They're beautiful. They're healthy. The only downfall that I can find is that they were stalled a lot, so they're not quite socialized the way that we would like to see horses in a herd socialized. So they're getting to be outside and have some socialization and be a horse for a little while we find their perfect owner.
And I actually showed Arabians for about 12 years, so I didn't even know they were Arabians. I'll have to go look at them after this. You mentioned that they are Arabians, and there's a saddlebred out there. So what sets Happy Hooves apart from other rescues?
Well, interestingly enough, we get all different breeds. We get a lot of calls for people that say they need help with a specific horse, and they can't find a place for it. There's a lot of rescues out there. You know, people have heard of Mustang rescues or thoroughbred rescues like Canter. And so they have programs now for those specific breeds. But for these other breeds, we just don't have that many breed specifics. Now, I'm not saying that they aren't out there. Mm-hmm. It's just that they're either not really large and we don't know about them, they're a well-kept secret, or they just don't exist. So I would love to know if there's other rescues out there that are doing what we do. Because right now we are full. We need some adoptions. We need some people that love horses that want to come out and look at some really nice horses and see if they want to find a good partner. We've got some great partners out here that would be ready to go.
And on top of adopting an animal, another way somebody can help is sponsoring a horse. So sponsorships are available. How can someone sponsor a horse?
Well, you can sponsor either a one-time sponsorship. We do PayPal, so that's a really nice, easy way if you'd like to do it. You can be anonymous, or you may, you know, tell us who you are and thank us either for what we do, or we need to thank you for what you're doing. We are starting a monthly sponsorship program, and we'll add, if you do a monthly one, we'll throw in some nice little things like t-shirts and certain days that you can come out and hang out with your horse that you sponsor and feed treats and brush. And if you're a full-fledged sponsor, we may even help you learn things like education-wise about like ownership and how to take care of horses and what's entailed in that. All the not so fun stuff, you know, picking up poop and fixing fence and, you know, the stuff that just isn't real fun, you know, other than, you know, everybody wants to ride,
yeah.
But nobody wants to do all the hard work. If you own your own horse, unless you're at a boarding facility, you might have to fix a fence or scrub a trough or scrub a bucket. So we have those programs that we're putting into place for full sponsorships, but you're always welcome to just donate through PayPal, or you're welcome to call us up and or email us and tell us, message us on Facebook and tell us that you want to bring out your own donation. We accept donations of all kinds, so feed, hay. Right now we need rubber feed pans. That's the craziest thing, but we need rubber feed pans because we got these new four horses in, and apparently we had just enough for everybody else. We've had people that were so nice, like Moniger, donated some sand to us, and we've had, you know, Verizon donated $2,500. So we take cash donations. We like things like salt, feed, hay, you know, just any items that you can think of on a farm.
These horses aren't always rehomed. Some of them are used right here. What kind of things are horses used for here at Happy Hooves?
Oh, we have some fun programs. We do a lot of educational. So what we do is we try to teach people how to be better horse people. So if we can teach them how horses think and how they live their life, people can understand and accommodate them a little bit. So you become get a working partnership. So they become your friend instead of just something that you come out and ride and put back in the pasture. So we do summer camps. Ages usually range from about five or six years old to about 11 or 12 years old. We will do adult weekend camps. We're trying to put some of those together, see if we can get enough interest for some adults that want to come out and learn the basics. So our horses are used for also like pony rides. Mm-hmm. So we do private pony rides for little kids that just need people want an on-horse experience. We do fundraising pony rides. So we have a big carnival out here and pony rides, and we have all kinds of fun, and you get to pet them and brush and do all kinds of neat things. Then they're also used for, we have what we call a commitment lesson. And these are monthly lessons that people get to come out, they get to spend time with the horses, they get to learn all aspects of horsemanship. So they get to learn to ride, they get to learn to join up with horses on the ground and play on the ground, they get to learn how to graze and bathe and brush, and they learn about saddles and they learn about the bridles and tack and safety features. Safety is a big thing around here. We don't want anybody hurt. So they learn safety, how to be around the horses, what to look for when a horse is not so happy or, you know, things like that. So they get to learn a lot of things.
Yeah. If someone were interested in adopting a horse, what are the requirements and how can they go about that?
Well, adoption, we have it on our website at happyhoovesequine.org. And the basics, though, are it's a 30-day trial. Basically, you come out here, you get to be with the farm, and depending on your skill level, we have lessons that, I say lessons, I use that term loosely. If I have somebody that's highly skilled, you know, person that has been doing horses all their life, and they found a horse that they're particularly interested in, I would just come in and evaluate and make sure that this is going to be a good partnership. Mm-hmm. If there's any tips or things that I can help them with or what I've discovered with the animal from my time being with them, then I'd absolutely share that with them.
Yeah.
But they get to see how the animal reacts on all levels. They get to come out, see the horse 5-6 days a week if they want to through that 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that 30 days, there's usually a flat fee for that month.
Yeah.
That fee is then applied to the adoption fee of the horse. So the adoption fees run between $300 and $3,000 okay. for the horses that we have.
Yeah. And that would just depend on the horse then, the type
of
horse?
It depends on the horse. Like the four new ones that came in, they're going to be up there a little ways because
yeah.
they're ready to go.
Yeah.
They're shiny, pretty, ready to go to the show ring. And they're papered. They're super, super duper. And I'm just looking for the right homes for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you mentioned the rubber feed pans are a big need right now. Are there any other kind of donations that you're in need of or something in particular?
Oh, wheelbarrows. Wheelbarrows fall apart. We need wheelbarrows. Water tubs, the big water tanks, the 100-gallon water tanks.
Yeah.
We need water tanks. Agricultural limestone. That is the most craziest thing, but ag lime is really hard to come by.
Mm-hmm.
And we need a semi-load or a couple of tandem loads of, to, you know, just do repairs around the farm.
Yeah.
If anybody wanted to donate anything really big, we're looking for a new tractor and a mower. So we need a 45-horse tractor and a 5-foot bush hog. And let's see. Oh, yeah. I mean, the list goes on. But those are some of the main things. You know, yeah, if you want to go with the big stuff. But the little stuff. Volunteers. We need volunteers. But we need volunteers that can possibly computer savvy, that or have a large following on Facebook, that they can just pass along messages and just help us with our fundraising and getting the word out about events and things.
And if so, there are any questions, or if someone wants to come help, where can they find that information, how to do that?
Well, Facebook is a really good way. If you message us directly on Facebook, it's Happy Hooves Equine Rescue, and it's Edwardsville, Illinois. And they can find us and just follow us. They could always message there. They can email us at happyhoovesequine@gmail.com. They can go online to our website, and we have a volunteer form. You can fill out the volunteer form and just email it back, or Facebook photo it back, however you want to do it. I get it all different ways. And then we set up a time, and you come out and learn. We have a volunteer program that you go through, and you learn the basics. If you already are skilled in equine, then you basically just run through the program really fast. All you're doing is just learning our procedures and what we do, what each horse kind of needs, and then you go from there. So everybody starts at whatever skill level they're at, and we teach.
Happy Hooves has many upcoming events, including a pony fundraiser on September 16th. Happy Hooves will also be teaming up with Barry's Bar and other local taverns for a poker run appropriately named Iron Horses Helping Hooved Horses on September 22nd. They will be offering Halloween pony rides on October 28th. All of these events are ran smoothly by volunteers. You don't necessarily have to have an equine background to volunteer. Volunteers are needed for graphic design, to design flyers, t-shirts, and other projects. If you want to know more about adoptable horses, how to volunteer, or how to donate, like their Facebook page, Happy Hooves Equine Rescue, or email them at happyhoovesequine@gmail.com. That's all the time we have on your Saturday Horse Show. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.